Hey ladies, Brave Enough is here to remind you that you're not alone and that you have the strength to be brave enough for one more day.
Welcome back to another episode of Brave Enough. I'm super excited about this episode because it's sort of kind of right up my alley. It's about decluttering, organizing, and spring cleaning. Okay, so spring is definitely right around the corner. And last week I was thinking what I need to do is start decluttering some of my closets and rooms. And then I thought about the word thinking, because thinking is never going to get the job done, right?
I've been thinking for years.
So I'm hear myself saying, Jan, but it'll take all weekend. Do I really want to spend my weekend decluttering and organizing and spring cleaning?
No.
Yes. Larissa says no. I say yes, because thinking about it is just not going to get the job done. So last weekend, I started the job.
Yay!
And I was so excited. So oddly enough, once I got into it, I was really into it and I really enjoyed it. Okay. So organize is my middle name. I love to organize. As a child, you may know that I had little bins for everything. A bin for my books, a bin for my stuffed animals, a bin for my Barbie dolls.
She still has those. They're just in folders on her desk now.
I'm telling you.
Color-coded, labeled.
I do. So when I got to that part, I was so excited to do it. But I can tell you, the job can be overwhelming. And so you may ask, yeah, I need to do that too, but where do I start? How do I start? So first of all, here's my organized part of Jan coming out. You have to make a plan. Without a plan, you're just going to be like throwing things here and there, and you're really not going to accomplish a huge amount. Or I wouldn't. So what I did, and this is my plan. Your plan might be different, but what I did is I started with one room. Not the whole house. Because if you think of the whole house going through it all, man, that absolutely is overwhelming. But you start with one room. And then in that room, you decide what the first part you want to start. For me, it's a closet, because everything just gets thrown in the closet and you slam the door shut, push the door shut, hoping it doesn't pop open with everything just coming out. Okay, I know you can visualize that.
I have a walk-in closet, and like the sides of the floors are stacked with clothes, and the sides of the
I get it. So you start somewhere. I start in the closet, and I pull out everything, and it takes up the whole room. And then I start making piles. I have three piles, one to keep, a pile to toss away, give away. In fact, the pile is a big garbage bag. So I don't look through it again. It's in the garbage bag. It's done. And the third pile is to give away. And I might add that this is a great opportunity for your kids to get involved, because sometimes your kids get really attached to toys, or they think they still are and they haven't played with that toy for a year. And it's a great opportunity to share with them the joy that they got. Wouldn't it be great to give that joy to somebody else, to another child? And so that changes their outlook on what they want to give away, what they don't. And I remember doing that with Brandon when he was very young. And his pile to give away was pretty much everything. And then I'm like, oh, wait a minute, but you need this one you still play. Oh, and what are you doing with this one? This one you still need. It's really funny. But
I think I'm the same way with Marley.
Yeah. So anyways, three piles. And so I accomplished decluttering that part. And I'm still working on the organizing part. And that's really, really the fun stage for me. I'll get plastic containers, or today I'll get baskets. And
we really need to help her find the definition of fun.
Oh, it's fun.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And then I put, like when I was a child, I put similar things in the baskets. And, you know, I try to get smaller baskets so that they're not cluttered again. So however you figure that out, that's just the way I do it. Then comes the last part, which is the spring cleaning. Okay. So not my favorite part. Cleaning the windows on the inside and going in the outside and cleaning them, doing the baseboards, getting, because I'm just not I don't like cleaning. So I'll vacuum, but I won't get down to my baseboards and get all the, you know,
Are there any of us who like cleaning?
Balls from the... Yeah, no. It's not fun. I don't like that. So,
I will admit that I find an immense amount of joy out of watching the process of it becoming... You know what I mean? Like, it's cool to me, like, to see the vast different... Vast, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I don't enjoy cleaning. I enjoy the results of cleaning.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. When it's done, you'll be like, yeah, superwoman. Yeah. But going through it, not really. So over the weekend, I got the decluttering and the organizing pretty much done. Wow. And I'm just like, woohoo. Well, one room. You know, I'll go through another room another weekend. But
I have to start my closet now,
trying not to do the whole house at one time because it really does take a lot of time. And honestly, I cannot involve my husband because he is the one, especially when I get to photos, a box of photos. He's like, oh, let me look at that. And then he'll spend hours. Oh, remember that time, you know? It's like, oh, wow, this was a good picture. This was good. And I'm like, no. This is not the time to go through our memories.
I think that's a good point. I think you have to have the mindset of what you're going in there to do. It's kind of like the analogy that you can't go to the grocery store hungry because you'll buy way more than you intended to buy. I think it's the same idea. If you go in with a clear plan, a clear intention, then you can get the job done. I'm making the piles. They go in the trash bag, the example you just used a minute ago, so I don't look at them again. Like, know what your hang-ups are and plan those out. Because I'm guilty of all of these things. So that's why my house is cluttered. But yep.
So, you know, a brief thought came to my mind was that, I did the decluttering and the organizing of this room. I'll get my husband to do the spring cleaning. He'll do the windows and the baseboards. And I'm like, that'll happen. I'll get home from work. Everything will be done. Okay, no, that won't happen. Absolutely.
I think that's a good plan. I'll work on that with you.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to like go over so well. We're in the middle of doing renovations in our home. So I think that's probably enough said for what he has to do. And I don't think he wants to do that. But that I would love that. Come home and it be done. That part be done. I'm like, yay, thumbs up. Okay, let's do the next room. So what about you? Are you ready to declutter, organize, spring clean your home? I think that would be good. It's that time of year.
I think she's looking right at me. Like, I can feel the eyes burning into me. Like, I don't know if she's trying to hint something or what. But, yeah, it's really funny. Like, as you're going through these step-by-steps, like, I have this one closet. It's my walk-in closet in my room. And when we moved into the house, it kind of became the catch-all for the things that we didn't have any place else to put. Like, So there's Marley stuff in my closet because it was one of the biggest closets. And it's just every time I walk into my closet, it's painful. I know that I need to do this. And I mean, don't get me wrong. It's organized clutter. I mean, in the respect that it's all in its place, but it's just too much stuff. Like, right. I mean, I could be storing other things in there and whatever, but I have a very detailed plan. It's just the execution that's lacking so badly.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I sit there and I'm like, well, all of those could be put into this and I could get rid of that. I don't need those anymore. So I mean, I already have this very clear plan, so it probably wouldn't take long. It's just that whenever I go to do it, the motivation just goes screaming the other direction.
Disney, okay, I'll go there instead. Yeah.
I'll do some online shopping today. Let's find more stuff to put in the closet. I'm definitely thinking about it. I am not executing it at all.
So here comes the question. So what obstacles are in your way for getting it done? Just like you just don't want to tackle this. You just don't want to do it. And I get that. can you get someone to take the kiddos out for the morning? If, you know, because I get having really small children and then you can't focus on a project of decluttering and organizing and spring cleaning. So maybe have your in-laws or your parents or friends or whatever take the kids out for a few hours so that you can at least start a project. Can you get the kids or your husband to help? Maybe that's good. And maybe that, you know, for me, like I said, have my husband help, not so good. But maybe your situation would be amazing. A husband could be in one room, you be in another room, and get two rooms done at the same time, kind of for the price of one. So maybe that's a good thing. And I said sometimes with the kids helping with their room is a really good thing because it opens their mind to helping somebody else, giving some child who doesn't have a great toy. So there are some of those things. You don't have to do the project alone unless you are like me and you prefer to get it done the right way.
I love how she put the right way in there.
You don't want anything to get in the way of your progress. I will say that's kind of me. I'm working
on
it.
How about my way? Not the right way, but my way.
My way, the right way. Okay, so I'm just encouraging you. I knew this wouldn't be a very long podcast, but it's that time of year. And it's what we women think about doing, maybe.
Spring cleaning. Like I think of spring and I think, hey, let's get outdoors. Hey, let's go to Disneyland. Hey, let's go hiking. Like cleaning is not high up on that list. I guess I'm thinking, but I mean, that's the start of this podcast. I'm thinking about it.
Right.
And just not acting on it.
So it goes back. If you have a plan and you act out on it and you actually complete it, the feeling is absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
It is amazing. And it feels like you're superwoman. You got done a lot of projects. A lot of things got done. And I know for me too. And here's one thing that can be an obstacle that gets in your way. You're going through things and you're going through, I started this project, whatever, scrapbooking, whatever. I still need to keep that because I'm going to get to that. Really? Am I? I haven't touched that in 4 years. Am I really going to get to that? And why is it tugging on my heart so much to keep? And there are some things that you really have to weigh. So maybe there is a fourth pile of, I don't know what to do with this, and I have to rethink that and then go back to that rather than spending the time while you're decluttering, figuring out, do I keep it or not? Just if you're in question, have that fourth pile to go through later. Yeah. just to get the balls rolling. So I know that that can be kind of an obstacle for me too. But start with a plan and do it. I'm so excited. I'm in your court. And I know Larissa is too. We are there. And you can accomplish anything that you set your mind to do.
Absolutely.
I know it. You are great. You are beautiful. And you can do this.
You know, I make a lot of jokes. I do the same thing. But I am a procrastinator. me and a coworker had an interesting conversation about this the other day. Like, if it's due on Friday at 5, I'm probably doing it at Friday at 2:30. That's just the way I am. I'm just wired that way. Like, why waste my time the rest of the week? Now, granted, I always know it's a project that I can get done in that amount of time. I allow myself the amount of time, but I don't do it any earlier than I have to. And it's the same thing with this whole decluttering thing. I've discovered, you know, my walk-in closet doesn't affect anyone but me, you know?
Right.
And so no one sees it. It's really easy. There's no carrot in front of my face to get that done.
To clean it out, right?
Right. My office had become, we'd had a bunch of guests and we'd had, you know, just holidays and, you know, whatever. It had just become, all right, drop stuff in that room, Marley's school projects. I mean, it wasn't a mess, but there was just stuff that didn't need to be in there that hadn't been put away properly. And so right before, so this was after the last holiday. So right before this holiday season, when everyone was coming to visit, because that's one of the rooms we use as a guest room. And so I had to sit down and go through all the stuff and make the piles and sort through. And like you said, at the end of it, it is. It's very, very rewarding.
Satisfying.
It feels good. And
right.
it does. It sticks for a while. Like, I mean, the office, well, although I say that, I'm sitting here rolling my eyes because the science fair project is done. It got dumped in the room, you know? So it's starting to, start its progress again. And that is, it's a progress. I mean, like every November, December, that office gets cleaned to the max, you know, it's, and so mine's more of a winter cleaning.
Okay.
But again, but again, it's the carrot in front of my face. Like I've got something that motivates me that I have to get it done because I have to be able to let people stay in here. And so that's the only reason why it gets done in the winter. But then, you know, it lasts till about, I guess this is only February 15th. I didn't make it very far this year, but, you know, or whatever date it is, is mid-February. It will start to gather stuff, and it will. Whatever project, whatever spring cleaning, the reason we have spring cleaning every year is because there are things that we get behind on. There are things that we let slip throughout the year, and that's okay. And I like I said, I make a lot of jokes. I'm actually a very clean person. I'm actually a very organized person. Everything in my house has a place, almost annoyingly so, with the exception of this one closet. But even that, like I said, it's very organized mess. So I mean, like everything is in its place. So like the one corner is all giveaway clothes, the other corner is laundry, you know. I mean, so it's
halfway there already.
It is. It's just that there's so much stuff in there that could be given away. And that's really what my hurdle is in this room. It's taking the time to sort through, making the piles of keep, give away, throw away, you know, and those are my three options for this closet. I mean, it's really come down to that. And we were talking about hangups. One of the obstacles I had for so long was that financially, I hung on to a lot of things because it was, I don't know if I can afford to replace it later or if I can afford to get another one or whatever. And so I got kind of stuck in that cycle for a little bit. Someone actually pointed out to me, but if you're losing space to store things or you're paying to store things like in a storage unit or something like that, it's costing you money to keep something that you're not using.
And
when they put it in that perspective, I'm like, let's get rid of some of this stuff, you know? So yeah, Jan's right. You've got this. Figure out what your method is. For me, it's I need something to motivate me. Guests coming to see my house, you know. So I guess I got to find my motivation for my closet. What's my motivation for my closet? Maybe I can store more Disney stuff. Maybe that's my motivation. I can go buy more Disney stuff.
Wow. Okay. Whatever.
I'm scrolling. you do. You've got this. And it feels so good when it's done. Yes. And I think it is. It's the time. It's that spring is that time of year when, again, you're getting outdoors and you're feeling this weight lifted off of you. Winter has this way of kind of weighing you down. The new year, that's what the whole essence, I think that's what spring, I don't know for sure, but I think that's what the spring cleaning thing was born out of. Is you're able to open up your doors and windows. You're able to get that mustiness or dust or whatever out of your, and it's not just your house, it's you too, because this process will help you as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think that's kind of where the spring thing, and I want to get out and I want to do more. So I want to spend less time in my house. So getting this stuff done so that over the summer, I'm able to find things easily and get out there on the trail. Or find the ear so we can go to Disney. You know, it's being organized so that I'm ready to tackle the summer with my family and just enjoy it to the max because I'm not worrying about the things I ignored in the spring. Mm-hmm. This is a great podcast. Like I said, I make a lot of jokes because it's I think we all do though. It's just kind of one of those things when you think about it, you're just like, oh, really?
Yeah. Huge task.
But you got this. Get your list. Get your pen. Start making notes. Get a plan of action. Find that carrot that will get you motivated. Whatever it is that your hangup is, figure out how to fix it and get past it. Maybe at the end of spring we can retouch on this and see if Larissa finally organized her closet. I'm going to say probably not. Join us on our social media platforms. Check out our website. Join the conversation. Tell us what room in your house, what's your walk-in closet? What's your office space? What's that room that you just can't seem to overcome? And I think it would be really fun if we all started talking about this and then we can see how many people have the same rooms. And, you know, maybe you've got tips. Maybe the closet isn't for you. And so maybe Jan's got some really great advice for me for the closet since she just did the closet. Join the conversation.
Yes.
Create the community. Talk about spring cleaning. The humor in it, the happiness in it, all that. There's so much wrapped up in this.
For sure.
Thank you, as always, for being here on the podcast, listening to us ramble about our lives. I hope that sharing our lives touches yours. I hope to see you guys on the next podcast. I hope that you're sharing this with all of your friends and family. And we will talk to you on the next one.
Bye.